Hi, this is Dr. Roger Steinert, Chair of Ophthalmology and Director of the Gavin Herbert Eye Institute at the University of California, Irvine. I'm here Friday at the Hawaiian Eye meeting and filing the last of my brief reports. Friday morning was the session devoted to refractive surgery, both corneal and intraocular. And I'd like to take this opportunity to kind of summarize my presentation, which was getting into refractive surgery for non-refractive surgeons, cataract surgeons, who want to be able to tune up their patients after getting a premium IOL of some kind, and where their target was just a little bit off. So the first step, of course, I probably pointed out that you need to take a refresher course if you haven't done corneal refractive surgery in a while, or start over with a new course if you haven't really ever done that. Get certified by the laser manufacturer or recertified if you have not been updated, because often there is change in hardware and software since an original certification that may be many years ago. And frankly, also, you just kind of forget. So it's a nice idea to make sure that you're really up to date on the technology and the techniques. So it starts really with an evaluation of the patient. If you have a significant refractive spherical error, you should really consider either a piggyback lens or a exchange of the lens, particularly if it's significant amount of hyperopia, because most of us feel that LASIK or PRK, but even LASIK or high amounts of hyperopia, is less stable, less predictable, and probably has a poorer optical quality. And a lot of us really don't like that technology when we get up to around plus 2 or higher, especially up to plus 3 or higher. So consider it for that, and if it's a toric IOL misalignment, you're better off going back in and realigning the toric lens within a couple of weeks of surgery. You'll get a better result trying to fix a misaligned toric IOL by then superimposing a shift in the corneal optics. Very dicey, and you can end up with some high-order aberrations. So let's say now you're talking about a small error. You can do either LASIK or PRK to fine-tune the astigmatism or the spherical correction. Dry eye in this typically elderly population is a big issue, so you're going to want to tune up the surface. Whether or not there's a difference between PRK and LASIK for dry eye is very controversial, and there have been some recent studies that suggest that what a lot of us have thought, which was that dry eye problems are a little worse with LASIK post-op because of the denervated LASIK flap, may not be true. Ed Manchi for one has recently published some work that suggests that there is no real difference between PRK and LASIK for dry eye. But if you start out with a dry patient, you're going to have potential problems. So you want to think about things like punctal plugs, meibomian gland dysfunction, get that all straightened out. Maybe start the patient on topical cyclosporin for at least a month before you intervene, and then be very aggressive with your artificial tears. Don't worry about wavefront correction. For small corrections, you're not going to induce much spherical aberration, and if you try to fix a lot of high-order aberration, you may end up in trouble, because when the ratio of spherical and astigmatic error is small relative to high-order aberration, then you can get unexpected optical shifts. So, frankly, for most of these small corrections, I just do conventional non-wavefront-based correction of sphere and cylinder. And then finally, you should really keep in mind that if it's a multifocal IOL, wavefront could really be misleading anyway, and it's really unnecessary. So think about that and keep that in mind as you consider what to do for these patients. The final little pearl would be give them the correction in a trial lens and make sure they're happy with that. Because if you put the correction you intend to do with the laser in a trial frame and they're not happy with the optics, they're not going to be happy after the LASIK or PRK either. That means something else is going on optically. This is Roger Steinert from the Hawaiian Eye Meeting. On behalf of Benscape, thanks very much for listening.